531. PMN News at 2 PM. Kia ora, I'm Vaimaila Leatinu'u. A pioneer of the Samoan language in education is being remembered for her services to education. Milengale Nu'u, a Sam, established Ngangana Samoa teaching at Mangere College in the 90s and led the Samoan stage at ASB Polyfest. In 2022, she was recognised as a member of the New Zealand Order of Merit for services to Pacific language education. Milengale Nu'u was also an established member of the EFKS New Vision Church. A memorial service will be held in Mangere on Thursday afternoon, and her remains will be taken to Samoa on Sunday. The Minister for Regulation says the government's new pet bond regime will be built on common sense. The bond will be set at a maximum of 2 weeks' rent, while tenants will be liable for any pet damage beyond fair wear and tear. Tenants will only be able to have a pet with the consent of their landlord, who will be able to withhold consent on reasonable grounds. David Seymour says he expects good faith conversations between landlords and tenants.
Is 2 weeks perfect? No, but I think it'll be pretty good. Is reasonable grounds perfectly defined? No, but the tenancy tribunal has to declare and define every new law. I think actually at the end of the day there's a place for a bit of common sense and people getting on with each other once the government's created the space for that to happen in law.
The government expects the bond regime will be in place by the end of next year. A new podcast featuring two iconic Pacific broadcasters will be a tell-all for stories spread across their respective careers. The pair known as Nixon and Nate launched their podcast this week, and it's the first time the duo have been broadcasting together in several years. Nixon Clark says the opportunity to form the podcast was in talks for a while.
It was an opportunity that we've been talking about for a long time, but we're so used to radio that, you know, stepping into podcasts was a little bit different. But again, we've been trained to talk for 3 minutes, but when you're in a podcast, we can actually tell our stories. So it was exciting. I think the first thing I said to Nate was, are you sure you want to share all the stories? And he's like, that's the realness that, you know, who we want to be and who we are. So it's the best opportunity.
A senior Radio NZ correspondent says it is difficult to predict which way the elections will go in the Solomon Islands. Koroi Hawkins says there are a lot of incumbents hoping to retain their seats in the 50-seat parliament. Manasseh Songovare, who has served as Prime Minister for 5 times, is banking on returning to the top position.
Experts are predicting that a lot of the incumbent MPs do return, but what formation they form once they become MPs is the question, given that political party systems here are quite weak. They do have political party groupings, but MPs are allowed to move around independently within those groupings.
And that's PMN News at 2 PM. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmn.co.nz.